Unity of Farmington Hills, a powerful path for spiritual living.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Unity of Farmington Hills. A beautiful day today. Thank you so much for being here. Today we celebrate Palm Sunday. And hopefully you guys all have a palm. If you don't have one, you know, just let them know and they'll get you one. This is a moment filled with both joy and deeper meaning. It reminds us that even in celebration, we are being called forward, invited to walk in truth, in courage, and in love. And as we continue our exploration of the spiritual power of wisdom, Reverend Kelly's message invites us to reflect on what it means to walk forward in love, to release the need for approval, and trust the truth we already carry within us. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Tony Karam, who is here substituting for Nick today. We appreciate him being here. Thank you so much. Keep that energy going as it's time for the Amanda Daniels joke of the day. Let's get to it. Also focusing on wisdom. Wisdom is knowing when to speak and to when to just sip your coffee and nod. That's wisdom. Okay. Thank you. Practical spiritual teachings, that's what we're doing here. Okay, this is going to bring us into our opening song. We Are Marching is more than a song, it's a declaration. As you can hear in the music, we're not just marching, we're singing, praying, moving together in the light of God. Palm Sunday is about movement, so it's about stepping forward even when we don't know exactly what lies ahead. It's about choosing to walk in the light together with faith, so let this be our collective declaration. We are marching in the light of God.
We are marching in the light of God. We are marching in the light of God. We are marching in the light of God. We are marching in the
Farmington Hills guests and online viewers, welcome to our service this morning. If you're a first-time guest, please take a welcome packet from the usher as you leave the sanctuary. We're really happy to have you with us and hope you'll enjoy the service. I'm Dennis Opoka, your bear out of hibernation from the winter, and I'm here to share the announcements with us. After service, join us in the social hall for lively fellowship, delicious refreshments prepared by our hospitality team, and also refreshments prepared by your church members, which they've so generously donated to share with us. Please see Lois Jones after service today to pay for your tickets to go see Hello Dolly. The word on the street is no pay, no go. Okay. Please join us. Please join Reverend Kelly every Wednesday. Yeah, that's every Wednesday for a powerful Wednesday Bible study on Zoom at 1 p.m. and meditation on Zoom and in person at 7 p.m. Also, please join us for a happy, joyful Easter weekend, beginning with our Good Friday service. Now, this will be Friday at April 3rd at 5:30 p.m. in person and on Zoom. Also, invite your friends and family to our annual Easter egg hunt. That'll be this Saturday on April 4th at 1 p.m. It's always a fun time. We want to say thanks to those who donated candy and or Easter eggs. And also, I've been told to announce that after service, we need a bunch of good hands to help stuff Easter eggs. So show up for that. Volunteers are also needed to set up and assist in the Easter egg hunt as well as cleanup. To volunteer, please sign the sign-up sheet in the social hall or our youth director, Sharon Clace. We really need the help, so guys, hop to it. next Sunday is going to be an interesting Sunday. Next Sunday, April 5th at 10 a.m. will be our Easter morning service with uplifting music from our music team and, as always, an inspirational message from Reverend Kelly. Next Sunday will also be Love Enrichment Sunday, which continues for the next 6 months. We're trying to reach our goal of $50,000 or more. Remember, our love enriches our home. Steve France will be facilitating for a 2-week basic class on the principles of unity. This will begin on April 11th, Saturday, and May 9th. And the course will be from 10 to 12:30 p.m. This class is for new members or for those of you who really want to review and become more familiar with Unity principles. Join us on Sunday, April 19th, for a new Noisy Giving Sunday. Let's make some noise while giving extra. Bring in your loose change along with your regular offering. The youth of the church will collect our change, and the ushers will collect our regular offering. And you know what? The more change you bring, the more noise those kids are gonna make. So bring your change, okay? Reverend Kelly's next class, Teach Us to Pray, is April 21st through June 2nd Tuesdays from 6:30 p.m. to 8:45 p.m. study how Charles and Cora Fillmore break down the practice of prayer and its component, and how to really tap into a level of consciousness and beyond affirming with, you know, which will ultimately bring us to the Christ consciousness. The required text for this course is Teach Us to Pray by Charles and Cora Fillmore. The text is available on Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com. To sign up for the class, please email seniorminister@unityfh.com. That's seniorminister@unityfh.com. A prayer chaplain will be available to pray with you after service today. So it's asked that all of us leave the sanctuary as quick as possible to provide a quiet space for prayer for them. And the prayer chaplain will be near the patio doors. Prayer requests may also be left in the prayer box in the lobby, or you may also email your prayer request to prayerchaplain@unityfh.com. I messed that up a little bit. prayerchaplain@unityfh.com. And now, as the music team sings Surely the Presence, let us prepare for the daily word and opening prayer. Thank you for letting me share the announcements with you.
Palm Sunday. We're going to go ahead into the reading of the daily word for today. And so I invite you, if you feel led, to go ahead and close your eyes, take a deep breath, relax in your seats, let your shoulders drop, let your hearts open, let your minds be free. If you want to read along with me, feel free to do so. But I invite you to, before we go into this, take another deep breath. Exhale deeply, letting your shoulders drop even more as we rest in the presence of God during this time of the daily word, prayer, and meditation. Sunday, March 29th, 2026. Our word for today is Palm Sunday. Today we affirm, On Palm Sunday, I honor the divine presence within. And our message reads, on Palm Sunday, Jesus made his triumphant entry into Jerusalem riding on a donkey colt, spiritually symbolizing dominion of the Spirit over human nature. Today I find inspiration in that timeless Bible story. Going forward, I commit myself to mastering my impulses and judgments and continually surrendering my imperfections to the Christ within. My commitment in regularly going to the upper room chamber of my consciousness smooths the rough edges of my mind and opens my heart to perfect love and purity. By following Jesus' example, I proceed with courage and confidence along the path of fulfillment and transcendence. Our Bible verse for today comes from John chapter 12, verse 46, and it reads, I have come as a light into the world, so that everyone who believes in me should not remain in the darkness. Let us pray. So as we bring our attention down deeper into our heart center, right into the center of our chest, let yourself feel a deep sense of love and oneness. Moving into a deeper understanding of surrender as we let go of whatever is perfecting, whatever is concerning us, whoever's concerning us, whatever situations are on our mind, we release them right now and surrender them in our all of us to the presence of God. We acknowledge that there's only one power, only one presence, only one activity that is active in our lives and in the universe, and that is God, the good, omnipotent, omnipresent. Knowing that God, it allows us to feel more peace within, no matter what we're going through. To surrender and release it and let it go right now. To rest in a deep feeling of love and oneness for you, ourselves, and everyone else. To open ourselves up to hear your message for today, for this Palm Sunday. To allow your message to wake up something that is dormant within us, that we may become a more powerful expression of the Christ within. Our mind is free, God. Our heart is open. Our bodies are willing. And we rest in your peace just for a little bit. I invite you to just let your body relax deeply, breathing in a feeling of love, exhaling a feeling of love. Thankful to be here today. Opening yourself up for a deeper experience of God. And God, we release this prayer and close this meditation in the mighty name and nature of the indwelling Christ. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And so it is. Amen. Thank you, Tony. And now we will go into our statement of being, and then we're going to go into our U of H growth affirmation. Together, God is all both invisible and visible, one presence, one mind, one power is all. This one that is all is perfect life, perfect love, and perfect substance. I am an individualized expression of God. I am ever one with this perfect life, perfect love, and perfect substance. And now let's go ahead and affirm our U of H growth affirmation, knowing that it is working. Together, we give thanks for our expansive congregation that fills our halls, sanctuary, and classrooms with seekers and teachers of unity truth, fills our hearts with love and joy, and provides us with all of the necessary resources to co-create a loving and compassionate spirit-filled world. Thank you.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this next song lifts our awareness to something greater. Famous One reminds us that beyond all the noise, beyond all the voices competing for attention, there is one presence, one truth, one love that stands above it all. Wisdom helps us recognize what truly matters and where we place our focus. So as we sing, we're invited to lift our hearts beyond appearances and align with the presence of God that is constant, powerful, and always worthy of our trust.
Wow, that was sweet business. Wasn't that sweet business? Can we give them a hand? Or another hand. We already gave them a hand, another hand. I have a couple of announcements to make, and then we're going to go into our talk. The first one with the, first of all, I want to thank everybody who came out yesterday to help clean up the yard to prepare for the Easter egg hunt. That was amazing. Thank you all. Can you give everybody a hand, the ones who showed up? Thank you for that. And then second, the love enrichment, for those of you who gave, and even those of you who did not give for the first 6 months of the love enrichment fundraiser, there's some thank you cards outside. I got mine. Thank you cards out on the usher statement that were given to us and created especially for us. I signed them all. So thank you. That's our special thank you to you. They're out in the usher statement, usher station. And then also for Good Friday, the back door will be closed at about 6:40. 5:40. So you'll be coming through the front door. We're doing just keeping ourselves safe. And one of the things that was said is if we have people only coming in through the one access, which would be the front door, it keeps us prepared. So just preparing to be in for what's going on in this world. Also, I have another announcement to make. Our music director is moving forward into something else. Nicholas, he's going to be leaving us. It's not a bad thing, it's a good thing. He's moving into something greater. But as Mama Bear of this church, it hurts. And I'm so happy for him that he's moving forward. He may be here Good Friday, but he's not going to be here this Sunday or next Sunday. So maybe Good Friday. He hurt his hand, too, so he's, you know, recuperating. And what he'll be doing is something that will make his heart sing. So I'm excited for him, but I'm also sad. So it is interesting because I feel a little triggered because right after Easter is when Matthew passed. So there's a lot going on in me. But that's okay because what I love is that God holds you even when you're human is going through his thing. And so I may not be as excited, but I'm also transparent to let you guys know what's going on inside of me so that we all be examples for each other on how we allow the Christ in us to move us forward into new things. This is the thing. Palm Sunday is powerful. It's called a triumphant entry. For a couple reasons, and the main reason traditionally is because the way he came in was signifying that he was the king, that the Messiah, the king that was going to liberate the Israelites. But there's something deeper that was going on at that time. Last week, we stepped into the surrender, of the wisdom to surrender. And one of the things that's important to know is that when we surrender and release things, I need some tissue. My nose is releasing things that I don't want. And I can't stand that feeling. Woo. I don't know how people can walk around with stuff drooling out their nose. I can't stand that feeling. And you're like, you want to get something. The mama bear. But anyway, going forward. What was I saying? I forgot what I was saying. That was a squirrel moment. Oh, so we prayed last week. We released. Last week, we walked in the wisdom to surrender. And then we also prayed, not my will, but thy will be done. And surrender is not the end of things. It's actually the beginning of things. Today we're going to stand in the wisdom to walk forward in love. And that's the title of my talk today, Wisdom to Walk Forward in Love. And I'm going to condense everything because I thought the youth wasn't going to do an Easter presentation, but they are going to do an Easter presentation. So I'm just going to let God help me bring this all together in something condensed so that when they come in, they'll have time to do what they their presentation. In Matthew chapter 21, verses 1 through 11, we read about Jesus entering into Jerusalem, and it is called Jesus' triumphant entry. Palm Sunday is one of the most misunderstood events because it's thought of as a celebration, it's thought of as a victory, it's thought of as things are going to be perfect as we walk in. And then the palm branches are being laid down, and even people are taking off their clothes and their jackets and putting them down before the king who is entering in to triumphantly lead the Israelites into conquering the Romans. But the truth is, when we read in verse 9 that says, let me get started at the beginning. Jesus was in the center of the procession, and the people all around him were shouting, "Praise God for the Son of David. Blessings on the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Praise God in highest heaven." They're praising, and let me read the other version that in the New Revised Standard Version. It says, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest heaven." Now, traditionally, we see this as Jesus' triumphant entry. He is pronouncing he's the Messiah. But they're misunderstanding what he's coming into the proclamation of, what he's coming in to show and demonstrate as an example to be conquered. And he is not set up on a donkey as he comes in, excited and smiling and coming in like triumphant with a sword in his hand. He's coming in a sacred, aligned, and centered place of consciousness. Because while they're cheering on, he knows something else is going to happen. He knows the truth, that this isn't going to be a conquering in the physical world of a kingdom, a people in the physical, that this is going to be an alignment in our spiritual consciousness. Now, looking at what it says, when I looked it up metaphysically, it says that Palm Sunday represents the moment we consciously choose to move forward, even when we know it requires transformation. But my mind is feeling led to share what I see and what I feel. As I look at this and think of this in Jesus coming in on the donkey, metaphysically, what I see is a God idea coming into an unfoldment in our consciousness because we're ready. We're ready to move into a deeper level of peace. Jerusalem represents peace. Jesus moving into going into Jerusalem. And remember, this is his last time entering this city. The city represents peace. It represents a state of peace. But Jerusalem represents a state of peace that takes work to experience. You don't just move into peace. Not on a deep level. There takes some transformation and some work that needs to happen. So the moment that God idea comes into our consciousness, it begins to unfold in our consciousness. And actually, it's already there, to be honest with you. The God idea is already there, and we're already one with it. But when we are ready to move into a deeper level of peace, that God idea opens up. We begin to see it coming into fruition, coming down. And you ever have an aha moment where you're like, woo, and you're moved by that aha moment? Anyone ever have an aha moment? Will you feel this movement inside? Well, that's the people celebrating and laying down the palms, because they're celebrating that you're in your mind. It's like, I get the understanding. I know it on a deeper level. But Jesus knows that those same people who are celebrating him, most of them are going to be the same people that will be going against him. When I look at that on a deeper level, that's deep business to me, because I know that I'm having this aha moment. I'm receiving this aha moment. I'm celebrating this aha moment. But there's parts of my mind that are not going to want to walk down the road to demonstrate that divine God idea. There's parts of me that aren't going to want to let go of what we got to let go of on a human level in order to step into the truth that we're meant to be, in order to have that deeper level of peace. And so as I see and I envision Jesus coming down and he's solemnly sitting on that donkey that represents the Christ consciousness taking over the human consciousness. But remember, he got off the donkey and sent the donkey back. Which means that it's usually going to be temporary that this happens. And that there's always going to be a practicing that's going to happen in our consciousness in order for us to move forward fully into the freedom of peace. Accepting the truth on another level where the truth literally sets you free. And what that means is that there is a crucifixion awaiting us. There's a moment where we're going to have our final release, our final let go, where we reach the point of no return. Which means that we will have to literally take in the truth that is always the truth, and that is there is going to be change in our life. And we have to let go of holding on to things so tightly that becomes our absolute. Because when it's time to let it go and change into something greater and new, there's going to be a deep struggle. We have the power to lessen the struggle. It's going to be there. There's always some type of growing pains when we transcend. There will always be. But just like when you're doing Lamaze classes or you're going through things and you're asked to breathe into it, we're being asked to breathe into this last leg of this week before we go into Resurrection Sunday. Some people brace themselves and hold their breath. Well, then you don't get inspired by God. If you let go and you breathe into the moment, that which you know is inevitable. I knew Nicholas was leaving. I knew it. I knew it. There was too much evidence there in my consciousness that others may not know, but there's a reason God made me the way God made me so that I could be prepared. But it does not stop the sadness when you actually have to say so long for now because this area of our relationship will change. Well, wherever it is in your consciousness that you are being called to release, that you're being called to stand into alignment, that you're being called to be a greater expression of love, that's where you're walking into the wisdom to walk forward in that expression of love. And I promise you that as we walk forward in the process, it is easier when you just stop bracing yourself and flow. An example, and then I'll let the kid. There have been examples where people who have been asleep during accidents have survived where those who weren't did not. They didn't know it was coming. That doesn't mean to be asleep to life. It means open your eyes to the Christ, fall asleep to the human emotion. The human emotion will hold us back and help and cause us to hesitate. We're being called to move forward without hesitation. And it's not always easy to do, but that's okay. It just is what it is. So in the moments when there's discomfort, in the moments where it's not easy, we can give ourselves grace. We don't have to label it. When you label it, you put yourself through your own suffering. You put the crown of thorns on your own head because it's the way you're thinking about it. And so as we open ourselves up to hear what the children have to say, they're going to share what they know about this day. The last statement that they say, we're going to affirm it with them when they say their affirmation. So I feel led that I've said what I meant to say. Nothing like what I thought I was going to say today. Let me just be real with you. And if you all have palms, you want them to wave them or something? Anybody have palms? Do you guys have your palms? Can you wave them as the children come down? Are they saying Hosanna also? Sharon, you like them to say Hosanna? Okay, so we're gonna invite the children in by saying Hosanna and wait. And are they coming down the middle aisle? We got the donkey coming down the middle, the Christ on the donkey. We're just imagining this, y'all. And we're going to say Hosanna, and we're going to wave it in front of them as they come down the center aisle. Okay, we're ready? Go ahead. Hosanna, 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 Hosanna. Oh, here comes the donkey, and here comes Jesus. Hosanna, 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 Hosanna. We're not going to hit him in the face. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. And here's the mic. Thank you. And now I'm turning it over to the youth ministry to do their presentation.
Okay.
And bring the mic right up.
Today is Palm Sunday, the beginning of Holy Week. Today represents the day Jesus entered Jerusalem. Jerusalem represents the spiritual peace, consciousness, and prosperity that dwells in each of us. We go forward in spiritual poise and confidence.
Well, I know Jesus symbolizes our I am. His going to Jerusalem represents our taking our last steps toward triumphant Christ-like self.
Well, I know Jesus riding a donkey into Jerusalem represents humility, happiness, and being pure and at peace.
Yes, good job.
What I know, it's when the I am takes control of things and radiate peace and love through the spirit within me and into the whole world in eternity.
What I know, Hosanna represents a rejoicing by the people towards Jesus as they praised him for saving them. The waving of palms represents freedom and joy. To know all negative thoughts can be released and overcome with filled with joy.
What I know, blessed is he who cometh in the name of the Lord.
And now we have the affirmation. You can put it up there.
In the name of Jesus Christ, I affirm the spirit of him that rises up.
Dwells in me. I am made perfect. Yes. Hosanna. Did you want to share any last words, Sharon? Okay.
Thank you. This was a very last minute thing because we know it's spring break, but we did have some children show up and they all did very well.
Yes, they did.
With 5 minutes of rehearsal. Thank you.
Thank you all. That was wonderful. He did his donkey. Can you do it again?
Hee-haw.
I'm going to ask the music team to come on up. That was wonderful. See what you can do last minute. Even when you're nervous. And I think having the music, the children's church do this kind of thing, the youth ministry do this kind of thing, opens up leadership skills in them. Being in front of people at that age and being nervous, it opens up leadership skills. I love that. So we're going to go into our love offering blessing. And so I invite you to bring your love offering to your chest. I don't know why I'm using this. Bring your love offering to your chest. And if you've already donated online or if you're going to donate online, just bring to mind what you feel led to give and still imagine it in your hands when you bring it to your chest. Take a deep breath. Exhale deeply. Breathing in the consciousness of love, prosperity, oneness with God. And we're going to go ahead and we're going to affirm our love offering blessing together. Divine love through me blesses and multiplies all that I am, all that I have, all that I give, and all that I receive. Thank you, God. Amen. And as the music team sings, we're going to have the ushers come by. Now, in a couple weeks, on April 19th, is when we're going to do our Noisy Giving Sunday. I want to get the kids more involved, and so there was an idea of bringing in your extra change, even if it's a couple cents, it's okay. It's still going to make noise in the little bucket for the kids. So bring in your change in 2 weeks, April 19th, And that'll be your extra giving. You'll still give your love offering. That can be your extra giving. And I want, and the children's church will be collecting the change while the youth men, the ushers will collect the, your regular offering. And I'm going to have them shake it until they come down here, and then we'll bless it, bless that extra offering. So I just wanted to let everybody know that's in a couple weeks, because it may have sounded like it was supposed to be today. It wasn't supposed to be today. Okay, so we're going to have the music team sing, and we'll do our love offering.
Fortune lies beyond the stars, those dazzling lights too vast to climb. I got so high to fall so far, but I found heaven.
My knees are hitting the ground right there with you, sister. All right, we're going to go ahead and do our love offering, offertory celebration. I ask the ushers to come on down. Rub your hands together so you can extend them to the love offering. We're going to bless this love offering with our love and our light. I'm going to say my part, and then I'll have you all say your part. Thank you, God, for these gifts of love coming from hearts of love to bless this ministry of love. Together, thank you, God, for your ever-increasing, unceasing flow of absolute good into our lives now. Thank you, God. Amen. Woo! You in there with me. Thank you, ushers. Let's stand so we can go ahead and do our closing prayer for protection and our peace song. Moving into this last week before Easter Sunday. So as we affirm this, we're not just affirming it for ourselves, we're affirming it for the world. Together, the light of God surrounds us, the love of God enfolds us, the power of God protects us, the presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, God is, and all is well. Now our peace song. Palm Sunday. Have a beautiful week, and I'll see you outside. Get your thank you cards for the Love Enrichment Program fundraiser. I love you, and it's nothing you can do.
Thank you for listening to this Unity of Farmington Hills podcast. We hope this has encouraged you, inspired you, and uplifted you. If you are unable to attend our Sunday gatherings but would still like to support our spiritual community, visit our giving page, unityfh.com/donate.